Today's Mass is being offered for the pose the soul of Jean Gutierrez, Ida Rivera, and David Luna. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today on Spy Wednesday, we have the Apostle Judas on full display for us. We see him agreeing upon the price on this particular day for which he will betray the Lord. 30 pieces of silver, the price that weighed upon his head. This very reading is the one which we had this particular year on Palm Sunday, here from the Gospel of Matthew. And so you've heard this message at least twice this week, if you came to at least one Palm Sunday Mass. And so hearing this again, there are some things that should strike you that maybe hadn't stricken you before or been made aware to you in your mindset. At first, our Lord, here it is with his conversation with Judas. It is stuck between the Apostle Matthew makes clear that the way in which the other 11 disciples replied to the Lord is different than the way in which this one who would betray him replied to him. Did you notice that? Each of them, one after another, says, "Surely it is not I, Lord." But how is it that the betrayer, the one who our Lord himself says it would be better of him if he had never even existed, how does he reply? He said, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." Do you see the difference? 11 disciples call him Lord. Judas calls him Rabbi. 11 disciples recognize that he is their master. Judas refers to him as a teacher. We find it easy when we recognize that distinction between the two, why it is that Judas was willing to turn him over, for he was merely a teacher, merely one who imparted bits of wisdom, merely one who from time to time would share things that would be worth writing down, noting maybe for one's life in a particular moment, or like so often happens within our classes that we memorize the things that we need to do for a test and then immediately let them drip out of our ear as we do something that is more important to ourselves. But these other 11 call him Lord and Master, allowing him to rule over them, be the guide of life for them even beyond. They will seek to do everything it is that he says. In another place within the gospel, they say, "Lord, we would even go to our death for you." Let's not just examine on this day the betrayer of the Lord, but how does the Lord respond to the betrayer in the Garden of Gethsemane after he gives him the kiss, the sign which would mark him out as the one who is the master, the one who is the Lord, the one who merely for Judas is a teacher, rabbi? After that kiss, the gospel makes note that the Lord refers to him, and in the moment of his betrayal, he calls him friend. It's an important thing for you and I to see that Christ calls this one who is handing him over unto his death. He refers to him as a friend. How many of you, knowing that somebody is going to betray you, going to bring up bad things about you, going to seek your destruction, seek to lessen your position or standing among other people, would refer to such a person as a friend? The reason why it's different is because our Lord is not fickle like you and I. Our Lord is not a mercenary like you and I, who so often love those who love us, who bless those who bless us, and seek to curse those who curse us. Our Lord loves at all times. Our Lord desires the good of all those, even as they string him up, as they nail him to the cross, as they inflict many wounds upon him. He continues to look back and say, "I do this for you. I do this for love of you." And from the cross he says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what it is they are doing." The apostle will comment later, "For if they did know what they were doing, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." You and I benefit from this in the same way as did Judas. In the moments when you and I fall into sin, our Lord still returns to us and says, "Friend." Still reminds us that even this thing that we do does not make us God's enemy, but rather God extends friendship to you and I even in the moments. And that should give you and I courage when we find that we have fallen short, find that we are unable to come and to receive Holy Communion, find that because of our own selfishness and the various things that we put above our relationship with God, that our Lord still calls us friend because he wants us to come back to him and to find the mercy which he is dying to give to you and I. This is the work of the Lord. You see, just as it speaks about in that first reading from that third oracle of the servant of the Lord in Isaiah 50, it says, I gave my back to those who would beat me. I gave my cheek to those who would pluck my beard. And my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. Our Lord God, who knows everything, he knows exactly where each one of those blows would come from. He knew exactly where and with what force and direction, vector, each one of those spittles would be launched toward his face. Every strike, he could have blocked it in an instant and navigated himself completely away from every single one of those, but he willingly allowed them to fall exactly as they would. Our Lord is not afraid of your sins and the things that are so negative about you and I, but rather he allows us to hurl those insults and to beat and bruise him, just as he did on his way to his passion. And yet he extends to you and I the cause of friend, still calls you and I to be his friend even after this, so that you and I might return to claim our real status as the friends of Jesus, the disciples of Jesus, the ones who he loves. Because he's not satisfied with you and I merely calling him rabbi, teacher, one who has good things for my life to live by. But he wishes us to return to him just as the other disciples who, though abandoning him that night, will later come back to him, who refer to him as Lord. Let's ask our Lord in this particular day of Spy Wednesday to remind us of all those moments in which we have betrayed him, but also to remind us of our Lord's never-changing love for you and I, which is to return to us back to our true calling, which is to be the friends of Jesus. And so that in these sacred mysteries, when he comes to us and visits us this last time before the Last Supper, that we may receive him worthily and have the strength to enter more strongly into the sacred Triduum. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.